Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Happy Monday, everybody. The Braves are trying to figure it out, and we're trying to help them. We'll talk about it in less than 15 minutes from now, but we got to talk about what's going on with our Falcons up at OTAs, up at Flowery Branch. Here's where we currently stand, by the way. If you are wondering, it is June, and we've been talking a lot about the post-June 1 cuts, and what that potentially means for a guy like maybe Kirk Cousins. Falcons can save $27.5 million if they decide to trade Cousins. Now, they'll lose $10 million if they cut him. We know this, but you could put that, you know, the overall savings of what it's going to cost you against the cap over the next two seasons versus taking that big cap hit. We will wait to see how that shakes out. Also, Mike mentioned the Falcons are going to host the Titans for joint practices. But the real concern, at least for us, is what's going on with Kyle Pitts. Now, he's there. We said this last week at OTAs. He didn't practice. Okay, he's there. So today, Raheem Morris addressed this. And then, Mike, we got to talk about this and get into this a little bit. But this is what Raheem said in regards to Kyle Pitts. Pitts dealing with an undisclosed injury.
Yeah, extremely cautious with Kyle right now and what he's got going on. Obviously, you don't talk about injuries this time of year, but definitely being cautious with him. So you won't see him. He's been here. He's done such a great job of all the stuff that we've asked him. He's been in every single meeting. He's been in every single thing that we've done other than the field. And he's been absolutely outstanding to be around in all this type of that era. But we're going to be extremely cautious in him. We had a couple people like that when we don't have him out there that we're extremely cautious with that we know are here and have been a part of everything and just not in the grass.
I don't like it.
Not on the grass. Okay. A lot like of guys, it. And you and I said this earlier, is this another injury we're going to have to deal with him? Is this going to, now again, you said it's only June, so don't jump to conclusions. Michael Penix Jr., as Joe Patrick, our Joe Patrick, who's up at the branch, pointed out, said Penix said he's been throwing with Pitts this offseason, and he, quote, looks great. But Raheem Morris talks about this extra cautious thing, and they wouldn't even be specific about the injury. And then we later found out through Mark Grimondi, it's a foot. So what's up with that? And then you draw any correlation with the fact that maybe are they frustrated with Pitts, but they're saying things, they're putting a positive spin on it because there were two national writers who said we're talking to teams about shopping Kyle Pitts.
Mm.
And I said to Carl, is this the cherry on top of the aggravation with Pitts Sunday? Is it the cherry on top of the injury-prone Kyle? I don't know. Is this something driving them to maybe look? Because you're never going to get full value if they feel there's an injury. And we never get a day two pick for him anyway, I don't believe.
I don't like it. I don't like it. Extremely cautious in June? What kind of thing are we extremely cautious about that would cause you to say we're being extremely cautious. Here's my thing. If you're not following me, if it is a sprained ankle, Mike, why not just say he sprained his ankle, he's going to be fine, he'll be back next week.
Right.
We've got mandatory minicamp, he'll be out on the field. If it was an elbow, hey, he banged his elbow on the table, he was playing with his kid, he'll be fine. We're just keeping him out there. Extremely cautious makes me think like this, if in fact it is a foot, and we're going to get Mark Raimondi on the show here coming up, I think tomorrow, Wednesday. If it is in fact a foot, and again, those are the various reports out there, that makes me a little bit nervous.
Yeah, I don't know where this is going, what this is all about. As we said, we're not going to turn this into a federal case, but guys, we're not making up these stories. There were two nationally respected guys have it out there that they're talking to teams about Pitts. I mean, I want to see Pitts go for 1,000 yards, the 10 touchdowns, be the red zone weapon. We're not having this Pitts. Carl, we're not having this Pitts discussion again. I will turn this car around. But this is just another sort of chapter to just the strangeness about Kyle. What's up with Kyle Pitts?
It really is. It's Dukes and Bell, Mike. And Kyle, you can put out a post to settle me down.
Right.
You can say, bro, it's just my foot's bothering me. I'm good. I got a little sore heel. Like, I had Achilles tendonitis. It shut me down for a few days, all right? I had to take some steroids. Is that what's happening? Just be honest with us.
Well, maybe it's, I'm going to get you, sucker. My bunion! Kyle Pitts has an incredibly painful bunion that needs to be sawed down. I don't know. But it just, when you are coming into a year, guys, there's only two players that are of this stature. Again, I don't know what stature you have Pitts at, but a top pick, James Cook is the other, going into a fifth year that don't have deals in place.
Yeah.
Now, I can't explain why the Buffalo Bills are doing that. He makes that offense work. I mean, you don't get what you get with your quarterback with the things James Cook does in that offense.
All right, let's talk about some other things that were said today by Raheem Morris. OTA's going on up at Flowery Branch. By the way, the times have been set for the exhibition games. August 8th, Lions at 7 o'clock. August 15th, Titans at 7 o'clock. August 22nd, they're at the Cowboys. That's going to be an 8 o'clock exhibition game. Let's hear what Raw had to say about Jalen Walker, because we're all interested, right?
And, right.
What's going on with Jalen?
Jalen Walker's been absolutely awesome. It's hard to say to compete with the veterans right now just because of the phase we're at, right? It's not really highly competitive. It's more like learning what to do. You're able to go out there. There's no real physicality involved in it, but to watch his urgency and how he practices, his attention to detail, he knows how to practice at a very high level. He wants to get better and better every single day, and he seemed like he does. Like, he's a instant coach, you know. He's like grits, man. Like, you just tell him something, and he does it the first time every single time, and he, like, goes out and is able to get that stuff done. So that stuff has been absolutely amazing and awesome with him, and I look forward, really, with all those guys, but particularly him. He's very easy to coach.
I'm saying that, do you have to tell the rookies and the young players, like, to slow it down? Do they go extra harsh?
100%. You gotta train these guys how you practice in the National Football League and the different phases and the different walks of life, right? And OTA days is always the hardest one to do, right? You just want to get in here and show what you want to do. And those guys want to go fast. They don't know how to, you know, absolutely do it at first, but you got to teach them. And there's a couple different reasons you got to teach them, because there's going to be times during the season where you can't go full practices. As we all know, with Thursday games, you got to have jog-throughs. You got to be able to go out there and find ways to get better at different tempos. And that's a part of what's going on right now with the player education and how they practice, how you slow it down, how you work together.
Okay. This dude is a leader. We've talked about where he is on the depth chart. We've talked about, you know, what he brings from his Georgia experience, and just talking to the dude, he's impressive. So he's ready to rock, man. And this guy, I can't wait to see what he does on there with Leonard Floyd, how Pierce comes along. And we're going to, you know, fuel inject our pass rush.
I hope so. I really do. Are you extremely cautious about anything in your life?
Nothing, including playing ping pong.
Obviously,
there's nothing I do in life, Carl. I don't approach with a wild gusto.
Yeah, and you live that way. I take
my life to the extreme.
Yes. Are you extremely cautious about anything in your
nothing,
life?
Zero, nada.
Yeah. Okay.
You know me and the seatbelt thing. I'm finally starting to wear the seatbelt thing.
Oh, that's good.
You got on me on that.
No, that's good.
Well, you know, Jeff, you know, the Rick Allen, the Def Leppard drummer.
I know. He got trapped.
Anyway, no, but I'm making better decisions day to day. But no, I'm not. I don't know what they're talking about, you know, with Pitts. It's just strange.
I'm sorry to go back there, folks.
No, it's very strange with a guy that we've
you know, also, I just
work here. I hear you, bro. I mean,
come on.
I mean, every time we talk about it, and Joe Patrick does a nice job on his Twitter page today of kind of walking you back to all the stuff involved with our tight end and just what exactly has happened here. Raheem Morris declining to speak about the injury, saying they're extra cautious. Zach Robinson spoke about
Extremely cautious.
We're extremely cautious.
Yes, that's the word.
Well, Coach, what is the nature of the injury? I won't tell you, but we're extremely cautious.
That's right.
In recent weeks, Joe Patrick points out, Zach Robinson, amongst other coaches, spoke about wanting Kyle Pitts, quote, to have a mastery of the details of his role in this offense. I would think that a player in such a situation would benefit from being on the field in these extra work.
Learning environment, Mike.
Yes, voluntary as they might be, they're there for a reason, Carl.
Yeah. Well, you haven't produced like you need to. This is the learning environment.
Right.
Mike, did you hear what he told Coach Raheem Morris?
You know, also, I just worked there.
Okay, he didn't say that.
And then he said, my bunion.
He didn't say
my
that.
My bunion.
He didn't say that to Raw. He might as well have, though. Let me hear what Coach Raw had to say about Drake London. Guys, we got one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. We got to realize.
Drake is a really funny one because he comes across as this really nice, just, you know, calm, demeanored human. And he is absolutely the opposite when it comes to football. He is a barnyard bully. He's a dog. He's a high-level competitor. You better get your coaching and your information to him during the week. Because when the lights come on, it's time to play football, and he's going to go. And I absolutely love that about him. And he finds quality in people on our football team that he absolutely magnetizes to have that type of demeanor. There'll be a lot of things that you got to correct out the game with Drake, because he's going to go dark. And he has a darkness about him that I love and I think his teammates appreciate.
That's scary.
Hello,
he goes dark.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah, that's scary.
I mean, we said this about him when we first met Drake, when he was a rookie. There's an intensity about him. You know, I know sometimes I always label him in California as, well, soft. He's not that guy. He is an intense dude. And that's what Coach is talking about. Should have 2,000-yard seasons. Last year he did everything you could ask of him as a tight end,
yeah,
including, you know, the part where four of those games the quarterback couldn't even get on the ball because he couldn't get the ball to anybody, talking about Cousins. So I love the chemistry he's forged in a short sample size with Michael Penix Jr., but he's that dog, man. He's that alpha dude.
No doubt about it. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You guys can always hit us up, 404-726-0929. Let us know what you're thinking. When we come back, we're going to tell you what we're thinking about the Braves. They lose a series to the Red Sox. And now when you look at just getting above 500, we're still struggling with this.
And we just look at Snicker, and I don't know, man. Is he lost interest? I mean, he's got the best seat in the house. Sometimes you might want to go up outside of the dugout and maybe speak up for your players.
It's next.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Coming up, Georgia Tech looking again for somebody to lead their athletic program. More on that in 10 minutes. Mike, today is an off day for the Braves. Tuesday, the D-backs are in town. It'll be Strider on the hill. He's 0-3, by the way, and has yet to pitch a quality start. His ERA is about 4.5. The problem for the Braves is that we've lost 8 games in the last 11. You look at those losses and you start to say, okay, well, what's going on?
Right.
We got back to .500, and we were averaging about 4.6 runs a game. Since then, those 11 games we're talking about, 8 losses in the 11, we're only averaging 3.7 runs. If you're into these metrics, in 4 of those games, we've scored no runs. So you've lost 8 times, and 4 of the 8, you've scored no runs. And in the games you have scored, you've scored almost a run below what you were scoring when you got back to .500. So when we talk about what's going on with our team, and we've been asking you this all day, and if you're just tuning in, Mike and I are scratching our heads. What's happening with our club? Braves country, what is the deal? Mm-hmm. Why is a team that's built to slug and hit home runs and score is not scoring consistently?
Yeah, and this goes back to a lot of guys kind of realizing if we don't score a 3-run home run or more, we're just not going to win. But that's been the Braves' MO forever. It goes back to the Bobby Cox days. Yeah, there were different versions of those teams that John Schuerholz built. Some were a little more heavy on the hitting in the 90s with the juice ball and juiced other stuff. But we had, you know, guys like, you know, Sheff was here and, you know, from Crime Dog all the way through. And, of course, you know, Chipper, et cetera. But this team, it's just a lack of clutch. I mean, and it kind of goes in it, one minute, Austin Riley can't field his position. Mm. Next minute, Michael Harris can't hit for average. And, of course, he's had some big hits, and we've seen some RBIs, but he needs to get better at that. Matt Olson, I've never seen a guy who is just – I said to last week when you were on vacation, I said, he reminds me of Daryl Strawberry. Now, Daryl Strawberry, nice career, but if you watched him, whether he was with the Dodgers or Mets, he was the king of the solo home run when the game was either lost or won. You know, I mean, what are you? And I know that if you take out that 23 season, which really does now look like an anomaly – this is just a lot of these guys in this team crowd just can't hit, and they don't do it in the clutch. Only guys really doing anything right now would be Acuna and, of course, Ozzy, who had the hit streak stop and picked it up again.
Yeah, and Ozuna.
And Ozuna does his job. Did it yesterday. Yes. Only guy did anything.
Yeah, he is doing his thing. Leads the league in walks, by the way. I mean, Ozuna's finding ways to get on, but it's more than one guy. This is the problem. When we have those situations with runners in scoring position and 2 outs, we are not coming through consistently. So Zeke hits us up on social media. I invite you to follow us. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes, and this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. He says Snit needs to be fired. This is from Ezekiel. He says the problem is AA and the organization doesn't have it in them to do so. And he says just like the Phillies fired Joe Girardi in 2022 during the season, he says a lot of people here in Atlanta want to fire the football coach but not the baseball manager. I feel like Snit's going through the motions. Now, that's his opinion. But we have to kind of figure out what needs to be done and how it's going to be done. And this gets back to yesterday's game. Now, Mike, you were there. We lose 3-1.
Right.
And there's a scenario at the end of this game where there were multiple pitches thrown outside of the box, outside of strike zone. But you're going to lose the game. And Snit, you know, instead of just losing his mind and going out there and getting after the umpire and saying to his guys, in my opinion, I got your back. He didn't do anything. And when we talk about those instances where baseball fans are at these games and they're watching the same thing we're watching, they're saying, wait a minute, that's a terrible call. Hey, we might lose the game, but Snit, you got to get after these guys because they're taking advantage of us.
Right. I mean, or does they need to put a mirror under Snicker's nose and see if he's breathing? I've defended Snicker all year. We have a lot of guys saying, if you watch, again, all year long, you're going to find some moments you figure he left the pitcher in too long or this or that. But lately, Snicker's decisions aren't and his gut moves aren't working out. They've always seemed to, I thought, have a good balance between analytics and using his gut.
Yes.
And right now, some of these moves aren't working. I hate the platoon at times. I know that that's always been a Braves thing, and I understand it makes baseball sense. If you had better from the right side, left side, I get that. But I do agree with Mark Bowman, who wrote an article today from MLB, who's up there every day following the Braves, talking about some of the things he doesn't like that Snicker has done. One of those is, yeah, again, if Verdugo's not hitting, stick with Eli White.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's one of them. You know,
and that's a righty-lefty thing.
Correct.
For those who don't know, one's righty, one's lefty, so he's right. Been trying to alternate them.
And he said, you know, I brought up something I didn't really think about. When Smith-Shawver had the incident, you know, is Snicker like asleep at the wheel? I mean, Kranitz goes out there immediately before anything even happened. You saw Spencer Strider say, hey, something happened there. He's not right. Get him out of there. I know you got a double dip and everything, but get him out of the game. And maybe just hopefully things don't happen because he's overcompensating, blows out his UCL.
Yes.
So, look, when it rains, it pours. No, Snicker can't hit for these guys. No, they're not going to fire Tim Hyers, the hitting instructor, although they do fire a lot of them. Seitzer was great. Seitzer's now doing this for Seattle. Hyers has a great reputation as a hitting instructor. So what's going on? So how do you shake things up, Carl? You can't fire 25 guys.
No, and I know there are a lot of people listening right now going, Snicker's not done anything different than what he's done in the years past. Okay, and maybe that's the reason why we're here. Look, this lineup and the guys that you've invested in, the guys you have said, we are going to give you money now and future money, and your salaries are going to continue to rise over the next 3 to 5 years because we believe in you, and we locked up all of our young players. Our core hasn't changed. So many of you are saying, hey, Snit's doing the same thing he did the last few years. Maybe you are just upset, me or Mike or somebody else, right, that he hasn't pitched a fit enough. No, I'm saying there have been instances where I feel like he hasn't addressed either his team, the umpires, or either the opposing team when those opportunities arose. That's all I'm saying. And because of that, it feels like Mike's saying, well, he's just here. He's just watching the game. It's not as if, and again, this goes back to the Kelnick thing. I said this Friday, Mike. It wasn't the Kelnick that he didn't run. It was the reaction.
Right.
It's you get punched in the face, and then somebody says, well, what'd you do? Well, I punched him back. It's the reaction. He had the audacity to ask the media, well, what'd you want me to do? Really?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. So I don't necessarily know what the formula is for him to get after his guys, but I do think this is a part of it, as well as the guys that we're counting on consistently are not doing enough.
Yeah, I know, guys, we had a lot of phone calls on this earlier in the show. A couple guys said, you know, what do you want Snicker to do? You know, as we said, you can't hit for them. But I just think Carl's onto something. I mean, just sometimes you just got to, like, go a little crazy and light a fire. Is he, at age 69, he's not capable of doing that anymore?
Of course he is.
I mean, of course he can. He's a lifer in baseball. He's a lifer in this organization. You know what I'm talking about. You'd seen Bobby Cox get out there, throw a nutty, send the message to the umpiring crew, and let's go. Now, you knew there was a degree of consistency with a low strike. I did see Crochet was just dealing yesterday. They were giving him a wide range, but he had electric stuff yesterday.
Oh, he was great. This kid's legit.
But still, I mean, I'm saying, guys, and I know we get down to this argument. Some guys don't get it. Sometimes you just need some way to go spark it up. You can't do it every day. You can't do a closed-door team meeting every day. But at some point, as this team continues to slide. And the other thing is, guys, we get this every day on the text line. We were worse than this in 21. Well, it don't look like 21 to me. Unless Alex is going to pull another rabbit out of his hat and find three guys to come in here and put some life into this team.
I'm about to blow you away with what I'm going to say here next. Stukes and Bell, it's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we will talk about what's going on over at Georgia Tech and their search for a new AD, along with some other things that are happening today. Maybe Snit has not reacted because he knows this team is not that good. Maybe he's sitting there watching day in and day out, and he's like, what do you want me to go crazy for when I'm sitting here watching these guys and every at bat and every pitch, and I'm realizing what I'm watching? Are you discounting my 60 years in baseball? Do you don't think that I know what I'm watching when I see a contender and when I don't? Maybe that's why Snit hasn't done what we're asking. I don't know.
Mm. Well, I mean, we said this earlier. A lot of guys were kind of, as we said, we're not being wise asses. We're actually looking for answers. We solicited phone calls earlier, and guys gave us everything from, to your point, you invested in a lot of guys who aren't that good. Money Harris can't hit like you need him to. Great fielder. And yes, I know he had a big clutch hit, and hopefully he's going to start to shape of things to come, and he'll come around. But as we said, the only guy who's been really consistent is Ozuna. You know, Austin Riley's had those gaffes in the field. That's kind of inexplicable. Ozzie's starting to heat up. But you just don't have – you've put all this money, Carl, into your positions in the field. You've never really given Snicker the starting pitch that he needs. Yes, you've hit on some amazing stories like Chris Sale or got some mileage out of guys like Kevin Gausman in the past. But you never give Snicker the ammunition. Maybe Snicker's just fed up. Here we go again. I got three starting pitchers. I got Bryce Elder. Now, again, Elder did hunker down after that first inning, but the damage was done. This team can't hit. Three runs might as well have been six. So I just don't know if Snicker's frustrated, but maybe Carl's onto something. He just looks at this team and says, they ain't got it.
And that's why there's been no reaction. That's why there's been no yelling at umps. That's why he's not fronted or confronted any of his guys the way that he needs to. 404-726-0929. Whatever it is, Braves country, it's unacceptable. And we're not going to sit around, Mike, and watch an under 500 team that has been built to be in championship mode. Whether you realize it or not, we're one of the teams that everybody around Major League Baseball is picking, along with the Phillies and the Mets and the Dodgers and the Yankees. We're one of those teams that says, hey, they're going to be a team that contends. We don't look the part.
We're not clutch. You know, I said this to Carl earlier, you know, and I'll, for guys who missed it in the 2 o'clock hour, you miss Freddie Freeman. If you had given him the 6-year deal, you realize we'd only be in year four already? Would anybody be thinking, oh man, albatross around our neck, two more years of Freddie? Sometimes you miss Ron Washington, you miss Eric Young, you miss Freddie. It's just, that's the thing. It's not there. Our friends, Sean Murphy, he batted 207 for the month. You know how many RBI Sean Murphy had last month?
How many?
Six.
Not enough.
I mean, that's the definition.
Not enough.
No, man. And Olsen is, like I said, most vacant player, MVP. They're just, you're missing the juice. I don't know if they're going to get it. Guys, for everybody, keep your receipts. If you're telling me and Carl, 21, man, we'll be okay.
I
hope you're right.
I hope so.
I hope we are talking about this great run. But after we got a little juice and got up to 500, we've gone backsliding. 3-7, last 10.
All right, guys. It comes to an end. But did it really? And he's moving on. We'll fill you in next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Georgia Tech's looking for a new athletic director. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jay Batt is leaving to go to Michigan State. Mike, the report started yesterday. They were out there, and he is going to go to Michigan State, join the Big Ten. Look, I think this is a great opportunity for him, but this is a guy that came on board in 2022 and has been a transformative fundraiser and revenue generator, which is something that Georgia Tech needed. You know, sometimes you get a guy that you don't know what you're getting, and right. I think Jay Batt's done a really good job. And on top of that, Mike, he hired your football coach currently, Brent Key, and your basketball coach.
Right. Now, I know the injuries really did overwhelm the Jackets men's basketball program this year, but we still think, you know, it was a pretty ballsy hire for Stoudemire. So hopefully that will bear fruit this year. Brent Key's the right guy. And I said to Carl earlier, in my time here in Atlanta since 98, I've seen a number of head coaches, and I've also seen a number of people at Georgia Tech that were at odds with other boosters and alumni at Georgia Tech. They ever seem like, Carl, they get all the ships to go in the same direction, right? I mean, Paul Johnson, well, this is as good as we can get. Maybe every 5 years we have a chance to go to a big bowl game. That's about it. And the guys say, no, that's unacceptable. You know, and then so you go and you get a guy who's doing things the right way. And this guy, Jay Batt, he is great at fundraising. Same thing that Josh is doing out in Athens. This guy does, passing the hat, getting everybody all energized on the same page. Now he's going to try to do it to a listless Michigan State football program and Michigan State athletics department. The football program, you know, Jonathan Smith is the coach.
Yeah.
You said earlier, the Mel Tucker thing was just a disaster. So now you got to try to get things, pump some life in there. But I'm more concerned that Georgia Tech doesn't backslide, because I think Jay Batt, to your point, did a hell of a job.
I do too. And, you know, you said it. It's you don't want to hold anybody back from opportunities, but it's disappointing from the standpoint you feel like this thing is moving in the right direction. Not only from the fan base and alum standpoint, but from the programs. Right. So
Radakovich used it as a springboard to get up the road, and literally up the road to Clemson.
Clemson, yeah. And guys, look, just like with coaches, we don't talk about ADs as much, but this happens frequently in the ranks of college sports, where guys end up one place or another, and next thing you know, guys get elevated. And I think for Jay Batt, it's a great opportunity, but certainly very curious to see where Georgia Tech goes and bringing in the next right guy. And I say that. He has to be the right guy, because hiring a wrong AD will set you back as well.
Right. He's the guy that's setting the vision. You know, I mean, when Coach Dooley, rest his soul, was the AD, you think about when Tubby Smith left, Ron Jersa set the basketball program back.
Yep.
Then you kind of overcorrected and went ballsy with Herrick, right? So sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, and Vince, obviously,
there's a balance.
Know, some loyalty there with, you know, Ray, you know, you go back to Goff, and, you know, you get the idea. It took a while. Even remember at times, Mark Richt was a ballsy move, right?
It was.
And then unfortunately, you know, it's kind of lingered a little bit too long at the end. So the point we're getting to is you got to have a guy who's got the strategic vision, but also makes the money, because now the money in the collective, right? And getting everybody to kick in.
Yeah, until this case is passed.
Yeah, and until then, whenever they incidentally, what is this judge doing? Normally it's the lawyers with the billable hours. I haven't seen a judge do it like this.
No, Mike, and we keep thinking the resolution is going to happen here soon. Maybe by the end of the week we'll see. The other big thing that happened, because we're here in the A, and look, we have certain things we hang our hat on and certain things we certainly should be proud of. The NBA on TNT comes to mind, and it came to an end, at least on TNT, because they did their last show, and I want you to hear what Ernie had to say. The good news is the cast is still going to be together. They're just going to be on a different network. The crew, the behind-the-scenes folks, none of those people lost their jobs. So that's the good news. But it is sad to know that these games, and certainly this version of Inside the NBA, is not going to be on TNT anymore.
We look forward. Look, the four of us, as you've already heard, the four of us are going to be together. Our production crew is going to be together. It's going to be that same bunch. We're still going to be shooting that show in Atlanta. It's just going to air somewhere else. And so the craziness that you've seen,
The nonsense and the foolishness and the top-notch basketball analysis, all of that stuff's going to be on, it's going to be on ESPN or ABC next year, not on TNT. For that, it's we're sad. But I'm proud to say for the last time, thanks for watching us. It's the NBA on TNT.
Before we go, guys, let's get a mic drop.
That's Shaq saying, let's do the mic drop.
Yeah.
But, hey, man, it's great. We said this earlier. It's the uniqueness of it, the originality, the creativity, and just the natural charisma that these guys have that, well, people like ESPN right now don't. So you look at, you know, yes, I know they got Stephen A. and others, but it's that sometimes it just seems so forced on their pregame shows. This has always been fun. I like the spontaneity. Somebody does something silly, like when Shaq, you know, somebody falls down or something, somebody puts a meme out, they immediately have it on TV, right?
Yeah.
Are they going to have that kind of spontaneity? I just worry, does the ESPN, I said to Carl earlier, the ESPN ethos, as in no fun, creeps into what these guys are trying to do. Hopefully not.
No. Look, who's ever going to oversee the show, and there will be somebody who will, sit down and be quiet. That's what right. needs to be said to that individual. This works. And sometimes, and look, I've been there. You get new people in charge. You want to say, this thing doesn't work the way. You know what? We could do this better. This works. Just relax. And if they do that, Mike, this thing is going to be fine. I do not know. I don't even know if Ernie or anybody knows what Disney property this is going to be on. I don't know if it's going to be on ABC. I don't know if it's going to be on ESPN. But either way, if they are smart, like we assume those folks are, Mike, they're going to put this and monetize it the way they need to, because all those guys are still making plenty of money. And it's not about the money for them. They do this for the love, and that's what makes that show. They're not chasing checks. None of them. They could all quit tomorrow.
They've got that FO money.
They could all quit tomorrow. Yeah. And so the beauty of this is, you know what? I'll do it if you do it. And I know they had this conversation because I was told, you going to do it? I'll do it. You staying? Mm-hmm. I'll stay. Okay, we staying together. That was the only way this was going to happen. And I'm not moving.
Right. Doing it here in Atlanta.
You stay. We're going to do it right here. So
I love it. And again, I just, if you don't follow, again, I think we have these conversations about how broadcasts work. I think there's so many folks, maybe younger generations, they don't get it because they're just used to it. So ESPN, they figure, well, that's as good as it gets. Man, it's sometimes just tough. I mean, think about this, that the national broadcast for the NBA Finals is going to be so dry and so unentertaining. And God bless Mike Breen. He's got to try to pump some life into that.
I like Breen.
You know, I mean, and look, and Doris Burke, no one debates her basketball knowledge. It's just, in her effort to be earnest, it's painful. And Richard Jefferson, it's just, there's no juice. I mean, that's your national. That should be like the play-in game team. So that's where they're at. And meanwhile, TNT, Reggie Miller, Kevin Harlan. I said Kevin Harlan.
Oh, I love Harlan.
Guy's the best. I mean, just, you know, it's like, come on. The way things have gone, it's like, that I was talking about it the other night. We got home from the Braves game after dinner watching ESPN, watching the Yankees Dodgers. ESPN baseball, painful.
Yeah. Harlan, man, when I've had a chance to visit with him, he can tell you just, you know, hey, Kevin, what'd you do last night? We went out to eat steak. And it's just like you, all of a sudden, you just get enthusiastic. You're like, what kind of steak was it? Like, right. He makes everything sound bigger, right? And that is just who he is.
He's got
Mike's
a sense
point.
Of humor and is fun and they're self-effacing. And poor Breen. Feel sorry for Breen, man. Anyway, guys, so yeah, that's – and by the way, we mentioned it earlier. We're surprised how just completely unpoised the Knicks were, a lack of poise, I should say. Brunson just completely lost his cool. The stifling defense. Hear the crowd when you get a hard foul from Obi Toppin. Obi Toppin. I mean, that's a college-like environment. I don't know if they're going to do any ratings, but the style makes the fight. The high-flying Pacers, their offense going up against that shutdown defense from Oklahoma City. It's almost like you'd be watching the movie Hoosiers. Ollie's going to be out there digging somebody up because they played stifling defense in game six.
Yeah, look, I think it's going to be fun, but I am more than the casual fan.
Right, so, we're going to watch, but not wonder the rest of America tunes
in. Yeah, and so I think it's going to be fun. But as I said, if you're not that hardcore NBA person, if you do give it a chance, and these games are entertaining, and that's the other thing. If these are blowouts, Mike, we're not watching. So, you know, if Oklahoma City's winning on average by 15 points in the first two games, you have a lot of tune-out factor. If both games go to overtime and Halliburton hits a game winner and SGA hits a game winner and the series is tied after leaving OKC, guess what? We're all in. I don't know how it's going to shake out, but that's going to be the games still matter. And if you give it a chance, I think you'll see these young stars
– right.
who are next in line. It doesn't mean that SGA is going to win five chips or that Halliburton is going to be the MVP for the next 6 years. But these are the next guys that we're going to be seeing, Mike, over the next, I don't know, 5 years that are going to be in the mix. OKC, guys, is built to be in this spot for at least the next three.
Knicks, for sure. Knicks get back?
I don't think so.
Is this as good as it gets? I don't think so. I think so either. I think you got the one great game and a pretty good half from Cat, because his legacy has always been kind of coming up short in those big moments. But I just thought eventually you can't go as deep as the Pacers and the Knicks. I mean, that was a hell of a series. Unfortunately, man, I thought Indiana, that was just such a style. I mean, and Siakam, we said earlier, he's the MVP. That's the kind of guy that we need for the Hawks. You know, I don't know if, you know, Miles Turner would be that guy or Naz Reid, but that's the kind of guy we need, like a clone of Siakam for this team. That's the kind of, like, the worker bee juice guy we need.
No, I agree. Would you say, just out of curiosity before we get out of here, Turtle's got the night show coming up tomorrow. Mike, tell them where we are again one more time.
Hey, man, Echo Park Automotive. We're going to be up there in Duluth. And we got some. I cannot, because Mike knows, and Mike Conti knows. If you tell me, I'll blab it because I can't keep a secret. Some very big guests are going to be swinging by tomorrow at Echo Park. So if you're up in Duluth, as we say, Dukes and Bell are dealing. Come on by, kick some tires, Carl.
We got deals.
Bad credit, no credit. Everybody rides at Dukes and Bell, and we're up there at Echo Park.
I was going to say, can Jalen Johnson be Pascal Siakam?
Yes, if he stays healthy.
Okay.
Stay on the floor.
My point is, you're right, but we may have that guy on this team.
Yes. I mean, got to be up there for, give me 75 games, man.
No doubt about it. Hey, big shout out to Ricky Rose. Rick Ross stopped by the show. For those of you who missed it, his Pit Car Show is going on this weekend. It's going to be bananas again.
Google Rick Ross Car Show. You get all the details.
Yeah, Rick Ross carshow.com is the website. But if you want more information, but more importantly, Mike, they do such a good job. And I'm telling you, like, there are artists who are bringing in their cars from around the country, and they're backing up the trucks. They're dropping off these vehicles. It's going to be crazy if you've never been, but Rick Ross stopped by and was very complimentary of Dukes and Bell, so we appreciate him and wish him continued success. All right, we got to get out of the way. Dom, let's clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9.
Game. By the way, you can hit that rewind button on Odyssey, the Odyssey app and Odyssey.com, and you can listen and see what you missed. It's easy, man. And Mike said it. Do it in the car, too.
Do it in the car.
That sounded weird, didn't it? Do it in the car. Hey, Dominator, thank you so much. He is our guy behind the scenes and our engineer in for Big O. Obviously, Day-Day, we're back. Glad that you're back, should I say, in tan and made it back safely. So it's good to have you back.
Grandma, you did get Grandma off the boat, right?
Yeah, we got her off the boat.
All right. Tomorrow, come join us in Echo Park Automotive in Duluth. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, college baseball, all of a sudden a lot of juice. I don't know what happened between the Florida and Coastal Carolina staff. They pushed back the starting time. Florida manager didn't like it, and the Chanticleers coaching staff, it got nasty. Georgia, walk-off home run for Oklahoma State. Man, that hurt. And by the way, Georgia players, button up the shirts. It's not sexy. It's animal. You see these guys? All I'm missing is like the gold chain. It looks like Knight of the Roxbury. Come on, man. Professional out there.
Showing a little chest hair?
Yeah, it's just too much. It's not macho. It's animal. Anyway, let's see what happens. I know my nose are still alive, but for how long?
Hey, we're talking about all these potential deals that may go down in the NBA, including Giannis and where he may end up. Well, the Pelicans just came out and said no one is untouchable, Mike. You know they're talking about Zion, right? They are talking about Zion.
Zion has some off-the-court stuff, too.
Well, I want to be clear. I want to be crystal clear. Are you hearing me? Am I clear? Crystal. I don't want Zion.
No interest whatsoever.
Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't.
You don't like to do it in the car?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.